You know, when people go out on a date and meet their soulmate, sometimes they bond over things like their love of pets or their love for the outdoors or their love for the really rare cuts from an old MC Hammer album.
Wow.
That's what happened to Angelo when he went out on his first date. Apparently they went to some kind of 90s concert or something. Angelo, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
What up, Angelo?
Pretty good, man.
Are you like a crazy MC Hammer fan?
I like any kind of old, like, 90s rap or any kind of old 90s music in general. I'm a big fan.
Okay, cool, man.
Okay. So your email said that you took the girl you went out with to a 90s concert. Before we get to that, how did you meet her?
We met on a dating site.
What's her name?
Her name's Leah.
Leah. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. And when did you guys finally go out? Did you guys chat back and forth for a long time or was it quick?
No, we chatted back and forth maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Okay. And what struck you about her?
I mean, she just likes a lot of the same things I liked, you know? She liked that old kind of music, too. She was pretty, you know, very pretty, which definitely helps.
Was she, you know, current day pretty or 90s pretty?
No, she's current day pretty. Current day, yeah, definitely. Okay. But, yeah, you know, we were talking online, and she had me laughing, and she just had a good personality, and we just hit it off.
So you were feeling positive, obviously, going into this date.
You know, when you meet somebody online, you really never know what you're getting, but I was excited. You know, I was excited. I had my guard up. I was cautious. But, you know, she seemed all right. So I said, let's go for it.
Okay. So what was that like the first time you saw her?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, she looked exactly like she did online. Good. You know, very, very cute. Curves in all the right places. Just
curves in all the right places. I didn't know you were a forehead curve man, Angelo. No. Nice to meet another one.
No, that's not really what I meant.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. Never mind. Well, you obviously liked her, and do you know how she felt when she saw you? Like, did she look like she was interested or say anything like, ooh, sexy Angelo, so happy I met you in person?
That would be amazing if she did.
I mean, I think she liked me. She said that I looked like a young, bald version of Jimmy Fallon.
That is an interesting description. Usually you would go old bald, not young bald.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but maybe she, you know, maybe that's something she's always wanted, to see Jimmy Fallon with no hair.
Well, you know, Jimmy Fallon is like a really funny guy, very successful. So I took it like a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. I mean,
and Jimmy Fallon already looks like he's like 23, so you must look like you're 12.
Yeah. So if you look like a bald Jimmy Fallon and she seemed to like you, why do you think she's not calling you back?
That's what I don't know. I don't know why she's not calling me back. We got separated at the concert, and I just can't get in touch with her.
How do you get separated from your date at a concert?
It started off, we were together, the show started, we're having fun. I went to go get another round of drinks, and when I came back, she was MIA. She was just gone.
Oh, that doesn't sound like separated. That sounds like she left.
No, they could have gotten separated.
Did you see her again?
Well, if you couldn't find her at all, did she text you or anything that night?
Well, you know, I was looking all over. I was looking in the bathroom. I was asking women that were going into the bathroom, hey, is there a girl with a blue dress in there, blah, blah, blah.
Glad you weren't just walking in there looking in stalls, okay?
No, but 15 minutes later, I get a text, and she said, I got into a scuffle and got tossed out of the venue.
Whoa, she's a scrapper.
Wait, she got thrown out of a 90s music concert?
For fighting?
That's what she said.
Did you?
Wow, I like her even more now.
Yeah. Well, I text her back. I said, I can meet you outside.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you want me to come out there, I can meet you outside. And she said, you know, I got a text back. It just said, sorry, already got a cab home. Just stay and enjoy the show.
Did you get any more details about the fight? Like, I want to know about that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't hear anything back. So I stayed for a little bit to enjoy the concert. But, you know, a 90s rap concert isn't the same when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
That's what they always say, yeah.
I could see that.
You haven't heard anything from her other than her saying, no, I got a cab home. That's it.
Well, I tried to text her, but her texts are very short. You know, just things like she's busy and I'm trying to meet up with her and she's just not really responding very positively. She's just very short and, like, you know, for every 3 texts I send her, she might send me 1. But
do you think she ditched you on purpose and made the story up?
Well, you think it could be a lie?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, that's why I'm calling you guys, to see if maybe you guys could help me out with it or something.
That'd be a pretty bold lie. Like, yeah, I would go with, like, friend emergency or I don't feel good before I got into a fight.
Or I'm just not working out and I laugh or something. Yeah.
Well, she could also not like you and they want to make herself seem a little more crazy. So she's like, yeah, I was fighting people and they kicked me out. So you're like, oh, whoa. You know?
Strategy.
Well, if that's her strategy, it definitely backfired because I like a girl that could hold her own in a fight.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and then get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man, hang on.